Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Since none of you have emailed us yet, I've been forced to put my own story in here.
Sass.
Not that, like, I have any shortage of them, but, you know, be nice if somebody emailed in.
Do your homework, kids.
Email us at spectresisters@gmail.com.
Please.
Now.
I'm begging.
Begging
you. I should have known better. So, here we go. In the downtown area of my hometown, where I still live, there's a wonderful little bookstore called Roundabout Books that I basically grew up in. I've been close to the owners for years and view them like my aunt and two uncles. They're just such wonderful people who mean the world to me and have watched me grow up. Hopefully sometime soon we will even do an investigation there.
Ooh.
Why is it always the bookstores, I gotta ask?
History.
They like to read books.
Yeah. Ghosts like books.
They're just edumacated.
There you go.
The ghosties be edumacated. I've been sensitive to the paranormal for as long as I can remember, seeing and hearing things that no one else can, weird dreams that would come true, odd feelings about people or places that end up being right. Truly just the run of the gambit with it all. And for a very long time, I didn't know the bookstore was haunted for a fact. I could just sense something every time I went in there. I won't spill all my stories about that place, but I'll tell you the one that still haunts me.
Oh, I'm here. I'm sat. I'm listened.
I was probably 16 or 17 at the time, and I had gone in with my best friend at the time after we had gotten out of school one day. We were just browsing and wandering the store, as is custom for me at this point in my life. I know every inch of that place.
Yeah.
We were in the horror genre room when I watched a young blonde woman in what had to have been like a late 1800s nightgown slowly walk across the hall and then disappear from my sight. And like, I'm a little freaked out because I had never seen a full-bodied apparition here before.
Yeah.
So I asked my friend, I was like, hey, did you see that? And she hits me with the, see what?
Of course.
And I'm like, great, lovely. Love this for me. So I just try to forget about what I saw and move on. And a little bit later, we're over in the sci-fi genre room looking at some Star Trek novels.
Real.
Because, like, what else do you guys expect from the nerd?
The ghosts love Star Trek.
Yep, they get it. They understand.
Yeah,
they get it.
They probably can travel at light speed, so they...
Hey!
Yes, they say.
They're like, I know you,
they're
you know me.
They're fact-checking all this sci-fi shit.
They're in there to correct.
As I go to pick up a specific copy to look at, I hear someone whisper my full name that literally no one uses.
Your legal
the
name?
Government
the government
name?
Name?
The government
what
name.
The...
All intense. Of it.
Yeah.
Dog.
Whispering it to you? Like, come on.
Dude.
Just right in my ear. Nope. And the temperature around me suddenly dropped.
Nope.
I felt chills go down my spine.
Nope.
And I turned to my friend and all she says is, we need to leave now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she okay. heard it too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which was freaky. Yeah, so we hightailed it down the stairs, said a hurried goodbye to the owner in an attempt to get the fuck away from whatever was going on upstairs. And to this day, I've never seen or heard that woman again. But she haunts me.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Like, it was just that one experience.
That's
but
so strange.
Because maybe she was about to give you a book recommendation.
I don't know. I don't trust her.
No, that's fair.
Like that one story we read where they said, you know, you can feel like basically the electricity in the air.
Yeah.
Had those feelings. I've just never actually seen anything.
Okay, so I'm going to start from the beginning. So the ending events of the story have all culminated due to this kind of stupid thing that I did with my friends. Growing up in Missouri, I had a friend who lived out in the boonies, as we say, and she lived right next to this creepy little abandoned barn. And, you know, I always had an itch for the urban, if you will. And we wanted to go take pictures and explore and things like that and just look around. So I brought right, and I've got my big Polaroid on my side. I've got Snapchat recording because that's how I did things. And we go up to this barn, and immediately the vibes were not there. And I was like, great, cool. This, I feel like this fun little outing just turned into hell, but that's okay. It just felt heavy immediately. And I'm like, okay, yeah. It's a barn. What? Come on now. Like, it's not like a house. What is going on? So we walk in. I'm snapping pictures the whole time. And like, we both just like keep feeling just kind of heaviness, just like kind of like someone's just watching us, sort of feeling just kind of unease, stuff like that. And we're kind of exploring around. And, you know, we noticed something that was a little strange. There was like tons of bones scattered everywhere. But it was weird because it wasn't like, you know, if a farm animal or whatnot dies, like usually like their bones are pretty in order.
Yeah.
For the most part. Like even if an animal eats on it, like, but it like the skeleton would still be arranged. Pretty normally.
The scattering reminds me more of like a bear's den or some sort of predator that's like actually completely eaten the body and then thrown the bones to the side.
Right, and it was like multiple, and it had to be from multiple animals because and I think big enough to either be like cow, horse, something like that. So animal, not little. God.
A bovine pelvis, if you will.
But there was no skulls or anything because your boy likes skulls, and so I was just like, you know, kind of curious at the time. I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, like still kind of like
rude that they bones. Crunched the skulls and didn't leave those behind.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, so it was just like a weird amalgamation of random bones. And we're exploring around more, you know, taking more pictures, going up into this attic part of it, and just kind of being like, this is worse. Ain't it.
Always an attic,
right? And I was like, it just like even like stank in a weird way up there, which is weird because all the doors are open and stuff. There's even a weird door up there that goes to the outside.
Oh, that's a jumping door, they call this.
Well, it might have been. So we like I took note of that, and it was like, I don't know, it was like fully closed and stuff, but I was like, that's weird random door and weird random barn that's not near a house at all. Besides my friend's house, and it's not theirs. And so we go back downstairs, still kind of like trying to joke around and, you know, not ruin the vibes more. And I see this like paper sticking out of like one of the walls. And I'm like, methinks I should pick this up. So I pick it up. It's like a weird, maybe from like an old Playboy book or something, but it was weird because I don't know, for some reason it was like a man holding like a magnifying glass, looking at a tiny woman in the first one. I was like, oh, that's okay, sure. Like, she's fully clothed and so, like, but I was like, that's a little weird. And then I flip it over, and on the other side, it was like him, if he was giant, like looking through a window at her, like just his like giant the eye looking.
Oh, no,
yeah. And there was more, like, the whole wall happened to be like stuffed with more. And I was like, I think I'm okay, so I didn't like investigate that more.
Wait, stuffed as in like the in cracks in the wall or something, or was it just
kind of like the open? So cause it's like one of those rustic barns where like the
the siding is like there's little openings,
exactly. Okay, so it was like shoved in there, like someone didn't want people to find it, sort of thing. Because it was like that. nowhere else that like we looked.
We found
just
someone's
to see.
Secret stash.
Well, because I was kind of hoping that there would be money or something. You know?
Oh yeah, something valuable.
Yeah. And so I was like, I don't really like this. And we ended up hearing people on four-wheelers kind of approaching, which wasn't uncommon, but it wasn't technically her land.
No,
and we were
rolling up on you.
Yeah, so we were like, let's go. I did take a bone, and I think that's, I still have it to this day, but I think that might be my problem.
No.
So we're walking back to her house, and I actually have the Snapchat video of this that I'll have to add into the video. So I turn around and I'm looking at the barn, and people that were on the four-wheelers left. They didn't really, I mean, they weren't there for us. They didn't really care. And we could see them drive away. And I'm looking at the barn again. I'm like, why does that look different? What looks different? What is going on? And I'm looking at it, and I see that the door to the attic is open fully. And it, like, you can kind of see it swinging weird. And it's like, I don't know, it looks like it was like fluttering kind of. I don't know how, like, not like swinging like that, but like a shaking.
Oh, yeah. Hell, not like a, no. Yeah.
Well, and it gets worse. So I point out to my friend, I'm like, do you see that? Do you see that in the woods? And she's like, what? And then she, I see her like make eye contact with what I'm talking about. And her face literally fell. Like, fell. And Esther was very expressive. So just to see her like... Yeah. Fully like lock into that. Yeah. And she looks at me and she goes, do you mean the thing that looks like it doesn't have a head standing in the woods? And I'm like, yep, that's the one. So we're like still goofing, like, oh,
hold on, did
crazy.
You see this thing at first?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No, not at first. I saw the door first and I'm recording and then, I see it.
And she said the thing without a head, and you're like, oh, yeah. Yep. Okay, that too, I guess.
yeah. And so we start like laughing joke, we're like, oh, that's crazy, that can't happen, that's crazy. We're imagining things, we're kids, it's nothing. It wasn't nothing. So we ended up, you know, that night was
you
fine.
Don't say.
So I ended up going back to her house and chilling and stuff, and the rest of that night uneventful. Now the next time I'm at her house, I used to sneak out every night.
Yeah,
because I was homeschooled and I needed interaction. I didn't even do anything that crazy. Yeah. But my friends would come pick me up. They'd throw rocks at my window, and I'd just walk out the front door. I'd hear the rock, and I'd be like, "There's my, that's the doorbell ringing, essentially." And I'd walk out, and I got in my friend's car, and there was like seven of us at her at my friend's house because her family was all on a cruise, and she had Life 360 on because we were like, we don't want them to come back. Show us, and so we could see that they were on a cruise in the middle of the ocean, for you know, to add that detail. And so we all hung out in the basement, and our favorite thing was like to do hide and seek and stuff like that, because I don't know, what do homeschoolers do? I don't know. Cry? So we're just playing like board games and hide and seek and stuff, and it wasn't like a big deal, but we could kind of hear a car pull up. And it was weird because, again, she lives in the middle of nowhere, and her road specifically, it's just her house and the neighbor's house. And the neighbor's house had already gone to bed.
It's like a dead end. So you pull into that only if you're either lost,
it's
or
like up at the
you're
top
going
of a
to
hill.
One of the houses that are there. Yeah.
There's nothing there otherwise. So we hear like a car pull up, and we're like, shit, did someone magically fly off the cruise and get here or something? Because she's checking again. She's like, no, they're all, you know, everybody that could be here or would know that we were here or anything like that, they're not. And so it was like, okay, all right. And so she goes upstairs and she goes, I like hear her like stop kind of, because you can hear the footsteps pretty, I mean, it's just us all silent now. She comes back downstairs and she goes, there's like a black taxi, like a big long black van sitting there. And we're like, dude, what the hell? And so, you know, this big group of us, we all start going upstairs to, you know, see what it was.
Yeah.
As soon as we reach the top step, we could hear the doors open and slam downstairs. All of us were here. All of us were accounted for. And all of us were now pissing ourselves. Because, what? The basement's underground. Also, like, it's not, you know, it's basement activities.
Basement activities.
And of course, then one of my friends goes, oh, I left my shoes downstairs. And I'm like, great, okay.
Well, cool, your shoes are gone now.
Well, we armed ourselves. And when I say armed ourselves, we were like grabbing anything, like a stick or a spatula or whatever. And we're like, okay, I guess we're getting the damn shoes. And we go downstairs. And we also like did a sweep. We wanted to do a sweep of the house, essentially. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, okay, if it is someone like intruding, we don't want my friend to end up staying the rest of the night here alone. Because that's also terrible. So we go downstairs and we start sweeping every single room. And my friend gets his freaking shoes. In case you were wondering, the shoes were obtained.
Should have just left them.
Yeah. And we saw nothing. I mean, we didn't see anything. Because we all went through the same room together, all like pretending we're James Bond or something. And we reach the stairs again and we're going up. And we get like halfway to like the rest of the stairs, and I'm in the back for whatever reason. I learned my lesson.
Why would you do it?
Yeah, I am here thumping of feet, in fact, like the loudest, most horrible, most, oh my god, I think about it often. I feel like feet like running up like towards me, and I'm like, everybody starts running. They're like, okay, get the fuck out, because all of us immediately were like, oh, what the hell, because we didn't know if it was a person that we just somehow missed. We didn't know what was going on. And I am obviously the last one upstairs, so I'm kind of screwed. I like almost get to the top when I feel this like gust of air go like through me, essentially. And I felt immediately like super sad. And I like started sobbing. And I was like, what the fuck? What? I was like, why? What is going on? And so I regained myself a little bit. I'm like, I gotta go. I don't want to be here anymore. And I think everybody at this point is like, what is going on? Like, I don't believe in ghosts. What is happening? I don't understand what's going on. And then we're like, okay, let's leave. And my friend goes to unlock the door and it's somehow not unlocked, or it's not locked anymore. It's unlocked. And she's like, but it's only unlocked from like our side. I'm like, you sure you didn't do that? And she's like, God, no. Why? What am I going to do? Let the taxi in that I saw earlier, which also is gone, by the way. Nobody saw anything leave or didn't hear anything, although we were stressed. So I don't, you know, doesn't mean that
maybe it was just a taxi driven away. That had the wrong address. And heard all the thunking and screaming and crying. Said, and was like, okay, never mind. Bye.
Like, actually, this is not my stop. So we noticed that. And then just as we realized that it's unlocked, we look outside and she's like also surrounded by woods, like deep woods. Like there are mountain lion sightings there. Like this is the woods. And
of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And we look outside and we see this thing kind of like leaning over. We see these shoulders and we see these legs and it's like pitch black. You know what's not there?
Not a peeker. Oh, not a head.
Oh, hell no.
So it's not a peeker because there's no head.
Okay, I can't be peeking.
Yeah. And so we're like, okay, so what do we do in this situation? Because right now there's whatever the hell stomping around in here, but there's also Mr. Magoo out here. What are we doing? We're screwed both ways. And so we're like devising a plan about freaking out.
There's Thumpy Boy inside and there's no head outside.
Oh my God. And there were so many of us that we had multiple cars that we had driven. So we were like, okay, we're going to book it. And we start running and we jump into the cars and it's a Toyota Camry and then there's a BMW that both have sunroofs. And so my friends turn on their cars fully and then open the sunroofs and one of my friends stands out one of their sunroofs and the other one stands out the other sunroof and we had the 5 mile flashlights and they start scanning the woods. Because again, if for whatever reason, if it is a person, we don't want the one friend to be alone.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my friend this whole time and I'm like, it like hits me. I'm like, oh my God, this is the thing that we saw. And as I'm like thinking that, I see everybody like point their flashlights at the exact same thing. And you can see this thing with like dark, but this one kind of had a head, but that's not what I was focused on. I was focused on the weird shoulder blades that seemed to be like sticking out and unearthly, like weird, like loping. If you mix like a deer with a mountain lion with a literal demon, I don't know.
Oh, loping. Horrible. Like it was on all fours.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This was different.
And that was different than the no head guy.
Oh yeah. And that's when my friend goes fucking drive, like screams it, and everybody takes the fuck off. We had the one friend in the house. Let me just also clarify that.
Did it just say your mind?
No, my God, no. I actually called Dad.
Yeah.
I called Dad and I told him everything. I'm like, Dad, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. Dad's like, I'm getting strapped up.
Yeah.
So Dad like gets like his gun ready, like straight up, because he's like,
my dad, whatever it is, the same thing.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna, you know, protect and stuff.
I'm about to blast.
And so but we ended up, it was such a weird, like the rest of the night kind of felt like a blur, because I know that we all like left the house, we reconvened, and my friend was like, for whatever reason, I was like, do you want to stay with us tonight? She's like, No, it had to just be the wind. I'm like, dude, what in the hell?
How?
Right. And all of us, and like people who had never believed in anything before were also like, dude, that was like something and something bad. Like, I don't think you should go home. And she's like, no, I want to go home. I don't want to get in trouble. And I was like, okay,
brother, whatever was in those woods had to have been not of this earthly realm.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're telling me, dude. Dude, I've literally had parents say that to me. I've had my friends' parents be like, oh, you don't know what is in those woods. I've stayed in those woods. They're awful. Excuse me. But yeah, that was a crazy, I can literally like remember every single detail of that night. I can remember the way the night smelled. You know what I mean? Like
that's what trauma does to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like very vivid.
Right. Because it couldn't have been any of the the only rational thing, again, wind couldn't have been downstairs closing and opening the doors. That's just not, and it's not like we were also like opening a door upstairs, because I know sometimes with pressure of opening or closing a door,
it can cause the other
right.
ones.
Yeah. But nobody was doing that. And it was like right in front, and then seeing whatever the hell it was with the freaking, like, I can't even, and I like to draw. I have never really been able to draw that thing, but I have seen it multiple times. So I don't know that, but that was like the first time that I'd seen the weird shouldery thing.
Shoulder freak.
The shoulder guy.
Thanks for the story, bestie. I hated it.
I'm so sorry. Dude, I hated living through it.
I chilled to my bone, and it's not the box fan doing it.
Yeah. I I should have recorded that. But again, like, the thing is, it's crazy that I even got the other recording, because it's always the last thing I'm thinking of. And it makes me so upset, because later people are like, I don't believe you. That's too crazy. I'm like, trust me. I know.
Yeah, well, you're in that high intensity of a situation, you don't usually think to... I mean, some people do, because they're just wired that way, I guess.
I am not.
But also, why would somebody lie about seeing something like that? No. Something so just...
Right.
It's very detailed too. So it's like, yeah.
And it's never like, you know, sometimes I wonder if I've ever forgotten any like small details or anything. And I worry about that, because I don't want it to ever come across as inconsistent. But like, I know what I saw. And I remember everything about that night. I was even supposed to go on a date later on. And I accidentally didn't even know that, like, I forgot.
Oh, you forgot. Yeah.
And I felt horrible. I accidentally ghosted this person.
Crazy.
And I, like, because I was so, like, I don't even know. Like,
you were ghosted first, and then you accidentally ghosted as a result.
The ghosting caused the ghosting.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've got crazy stories about that thing. I've seen it so many times. I have no idea what it is. It's not your typical anything that you're thinking of.
Folks, once again, email us if you've ever seen something similar or heard somebody else talk about something like this, because, well... I want answers as to what that thing was.
I do too.
It was the headless horseman. There's the loping thing there too. Dude, there's the deformed horse. Like,
and the thing is with that thing, I don't know. I always used to have nightmares of that, a similar thing. And this is going to sound crazy, but it's got like not, you know, like the shape of a scythe.
Yeah.
Like the curve. Its head is shaped kind of like that.
Oh. The loping. The loping.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I used to like kind of even see that, like, even as a kid, I was so scared that I would see that shape, almost like that figure, which is weird.
Icky.
Like, that's such a weird, like, kind of outside of the box sort of thing. Although I was really scared of the vacuum from the Teletubbies as a kid. That was probably, that thing had a grip on
everyone. Yeah.
Dude.
No, yeah, that scared me too.
Dude, I had nightmares where I would hear it turn on upstairs in our old house. Right! And I could hear it thumping down the stairs. And then I'd wake up like... It's gonna suck me.
That made my teeth itch.
What was the end of that?
With the pop at the end?
You gotta do a burp after.
That was the finale.
Icy.
I have another short one if we have time.
Yeah.
So we all know about the Mansfield Reformatory. It's not far
from here. Yes, I wanna go. Sorry.
Well, we also all know.
That's the asylum, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where they filmed Shawshank Redemption.
Shanky-panky.
Okay, so it was like prison.
Yeah, it used to be the state penitentiary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there. I went there, I can't remember what year it was. It was when I was with that really icky boyfriend of mine. But I was with him at the time, and we went with our friends Zane and Raven for like the haunted house they put on there every year.
Yeah, I want to go to that.
It's not very scary. It's pretty lackluster.
Aww.
It's just lame. No, I'm just kidding.
It kind of is.
Woof.
The scary part is the building itself. So we were waiting in line, and I was already starting to like kind of get the Wiggins, and I'm like clutching Raven's hand, and I was like, do you feel that too? And Raven's like, Nix, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, oh great, love that. Here, I thought you were my fellow spooky individual, but nope. Just me tonight, got it.
On your own.
Literally. And so as soon as we passed through the entrance into the building, like the first like doorway, I felt it just like lightning, like straight down my spine.
Nope.
Just the sensation of like something is wrong.
Nope.
And something is bad. And, you know, the whole time I'm like clutching Raven's hand, like, dude, you gotta get me. Literally, like, yeah. Dude, you gotta get me through this. And as we're like standing in line, like waiting to go through, I feel that same sensation straight down my spine again. And I was like, dude, I kind of just want to go home. Like, I don't like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Raven's like, oh, come on. Like, we just have to go through it. Like, it'll be fine. It's not supposed to take that long. And so we're going through, and the whole time I'm just like, something is wrong. Something is off. Something is bad. And like, obviously, like, the history of that place is super dark.
Yeah.
And just icky.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And God, the way I felt about it was just so strong. I thought I was going to puke at one point.
Wow.
And it didn't get really bad until we were walking down these stairs into like one of the hallways where like the cells were. And at that point, I genuinely was like, guys, I think I might puke. Like, I genuinely think I'm going to vomit right now. Like, I feel so
that's
sick
never
in my stomach.
Good.
No, yeah, that's...
And not even a minute later, something grabbed the back of my dress and like yanked me backwards a little.
No.
And I was like, oh, great, lovely. This is so fun.
Yeah, you didn't pay for the touch pass. Like, no. Yeah.
And right before we go up the other set of stairs to go out of like this hallway where cells were, I see somebody crouched.
The crouching again.
Yeah, just crouched
stand
in the corner.
Up when you address
so rude.
Me.
Yeah.
Literally crouched in the corner of one of the cells, and it like, didn't look like a person.
Nope.
It looked not real. And so we get out of there, and I notice like the hair tie from one of Raven's two braids is off, and like her braid's starting to come undone. And I was like, okay, that's weird, because your braids were fine before we went down there.
Yeah.
Matt's collar to his shirt is like sticking up weird on one side.
Weird.
Like, it was like something touched all of us, but I was the only one who felt it, I guess.
Ooh.
Like, the rest of the time, like, I was less on edge than when we were walking through, like, the hallway with the cells.
Yeah.
But it was still icky.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I mean, with a place that's so rich in its awful history, and then the fact that they do a haunt there, which is a night of reintroducing fear to the building, I think that can... make things happen.
They were inviting stuff in at that point.
Yeah, I do too. Like, you know.
Yeah, whatever that thing crouching was felt very not human.
It's like, can you describe it more than that? If not, that's fine.
It was like a very dark, shadowy, like humanoid figure. Okay. Like, I couldn't really make out any details of it because it was so dark down there. But just the feeling coming off of it was like, that's not human.
Yeah.
That is so not human.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I used to have like chronic nightmares as a kid and Bree can attest, because I would get mom and or dad almost every single night. Do I really remember what the nightmares were about? No, but I remember getting up and being like, you know what? I don't want to sleep alone, because our rooms were huge growing up.
Yeah.
They were really big. And it was a very old house as well, who had a tenant before. Or the person who owned it before, like, had something going on, because he ripped out the medicine cabinets with his bare hands and was, like, kind of going a little crazy.
I think it was either a drug or an alcohol abuse
Where in the
thing
fuck did y'all
on.
Grow up? Jesus.
Hey, but the house is nice. It's worth $500,000 now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a really... Damn.
My parents got a deal. And it's in a really good area. It's just the person who owned it before was... a little wacko, so that could have had something to do with it. And so I'd go get my parents most nights. It's in, it didn't really matter who. Like, I'd go, like, kind of tap on them and be like, hey, I had a nightmare. And I had two different beds in my room. So I had, like, one up against the wall. And then I had, like, an extra, like, trundle bed sort of thing in case, like, my friend slept over or something. And usually when I go get one of my parents, they'd sleep on that extra bed just so I had someone with me. So this happened multiple times, and sometimes when I would be, you know, walking, holding either my mom or dad's hand down the hallway, I would also get my other hand grabbed and held onto by a little black figure, like a black figure that I think was a girl. At least I told myself it was as a kid. And she'd just hold my hand and walk with me. And I wasn't scared, like, at all. I was just like, okay, sure. I was like, I more the merrier. I don't want to sleep alone. Now, it only got weird later on because some nights I would also sleep in my parents' room on the floor because they would have like an extra air mattress or a mattress on the floor.
I did that growing up from nightmares.
So sometimes that was easier because my parents were like, oh my God, do I really have to get up again? This kid, I'm going to shake her.
Shaking babies.
It's never too late. I'm going to kill you. No, I'm just kidding. What? I'll give you something to have nightmares about. No, I'm just kidding. And so I remember specifically the one that kind of bothered me was one, like when I realized I was like, oh, maybe she's not cool. I go in and I'm like about to like lay down and stuff because I think my parents were both back asleep at this point. Again, I'm like 4 or something at this. It's weird that I even remember this because I don't remember nothing else.
Yeah.
At that time, besides being in the back of my friend's cop car because core memory. Well, yeah, core memory. I don't know. For funsies. And so I just look over because I just have this feeling. I'm like, something's going on. So I look over and I see her chilling on the floor. And then she starts like tweaking. And I'm like, excuse me? She starts like twitching. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, that's not normal.
Something was, in fact, strange in the neighborhood.
Dude, I don't even know. Like, and at the time, too, like, and my brain was like, I just have to go to sleep.
Like, I mean, that's a pretty impressive reaction to something like that.
I didn't even, like, leave or anything. I was just like, I'm just not going to look at it. I'm just not even going to.
Today.
Dude's having a private disco, and I feel like I'm intruding, so I need to just, like, go to bed. But that house was weird. And every time I was in that damn hallway is when the lights would go out, when there was thunders. It was always me. I'd walk out in the hallway, the lights would go out, and I would just be like, damn it. And you'd hear the silence. And we would hear footsteps downstairs on the first floor, too.
Oh, no.
We would sit up in mom and dad's room, and we had the candles. Remember we were doing like the shadow puppets the one time? And remember we all stopped to listen to the footsteps downstairs. I don't know if you remember that. There was like the loud... I was like, wait, did you guys hear that? And we all stopped, and we were like, it was like the loud. Do you remember that?
I'm trying to remember if I think there was a time where the lights went off and I wasn't there.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if that was when that happened.
This was a long time ago. This was like when we were both really young though.
Okay. Yeah. Huh.
So I think you were there. Cause we were all sitting at the foot of mom and dad's bed and they had the candles and we were like trying to figure out different, like,
it is possible that I was sleeping over at the neighbor's house.
That's true.
During that time.
But we all stopped to listen and you could hear loud thudding coming from downstairs. That house is a little odd.
Yeah. No,
a little?
No, because now that I've been in, like, so now I live in a place that everybody says haunted, but I did not even.
It's so haunted.
Well, but I don't even have the same feeling as I did in that other house. And it's just, we stayed.
You're just acclimated.
When we were in that house for so long, it was like 15 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was more than that, I think. Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it was like almost 17, because when we first moved out here, I had my 18th birthday not that long after.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. But yeah, I think it just was used to it. And then after we moved, I would continuously have dreams about that house that were terrifying.
Oh yeah,
like they would take place in those rooms, and they were like,
oh yeah,
yeah, not good.
There was just there was like an overwhelming feeling. Like I kind of got used to it. It was the type of house where like I never. Don't remember absolutely booking it up the stairs at night. Like I don't ever remember, and that like ever. I was always like, no, it's going. Something's gonna get me, and that is just how it is.
Yeah,
there's just like a lot of weird. It was just odd. I don't know.
The basement too was had a weird feeling as well.
Yeah.
Because I've been in a lot of like actually creepier aesthetically.
Yeah,
creepier basements, but that one. Yeah,
there was a lot that would.
It was
funsies. Well, I mean, I've got more stories, but I'll save that for more episodes. More content, baby.
I'm not going to sleep tonight now.
I'm so sorry. I love you.
Thanks.
Just, next time that you see a little ghost girl tweaking on the floor, just play her some music. Give her a beat.
Give her a beat.
Yes, girl. Hype her up. Be like, bust a move.
Have you ever seen that video of the daddy long legs that's like running across and then he starts going, boing, boing,
boing. That's kind of like that, but like
what I pictured.
Twitchy a little.
Twitch, like, twitching to the beat.
Brother, you might need some help. Thank you, everybody, for watching. My name's Markiplier.
No, that actually did sound like him.
I'm so sorry. This is Spookter Smisters, and I need you. My microphone went flaccid.
It went flaccid. It said none of that. No more of that.
No more. Email us, Reddit story us. Give us content, please.
Give us cookie.
Give us
Actually, I don't think I feel comfortable with you guys mailing us cookies. Yeah,
right. Cyanide cookies.
Wait, we don't even have a P.O. box.
Cookies. The P.O. box is my face.
I'm so sorry. That means it's bedtime.
Okay,
bye.
Guys. Thanks for listening. I think we all need to go to bed.
It's bedtime.
No, I think we actually do.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. Well, I have to go make dinner.
That's crazy.
Stay spooky, folks.
Later, fuckers.